wonderful blessing for me to be with you again.
真是很感谢神，我能够在大家中间。
My daughter Rachel is a graduate of Yale University.
我的女儿Rachel 从耶鲁大学毕业。
And she had the great blessing of singing in China for 3 weeks in June.
她在六月份可以去中国去旅游。
As part of her college chorus.
是她的那个要大学要学的一门课。
But she is singing somewhere else this morning.
她今天在去拜访其他的人。
My wife is a school teacher.
我的太太是个老师。
And she is David Gao's teacher.
她是我们大海的老师。
But she has responsibilities at our church this morning.
她今天也要在他们教会服侍。
And my son Samuel is a high school junior.
我的儿子 Sam 是 high school 的第三年级的学生。
At Orangewood Christian School.
是在 Orange Christian School.
But he has to pick up all the chairs after service this morning.
所以他在他们那个敬拜的时候，他要把椅子都摆好。
But my family sends their greetings.
我的家庭向大家问候。
This morning we will look together at 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
在今天早上我们要看在哥林多前书第十四章。
We will think about making disciples of Christ in proper worship.
我们看到在合一的敬拜中来建立上帝的门徒。
I will begin reading at verse 46.
我们先从二十六节开始。
Hear God's word.
大家一来听。
What then, brothers? When you come together, each one has a hymn, a lesson, a revelation, a tongue, or an interpretation. Let all things be done for building up.
弟兄们，这却怎么样呢？你们聚会的时候，个人或有诗歌，或有教训，或有启示，或有方言，或有翻出来的话，凡事都当造就人。
If any speak in a tongue, let there be only two or at most three, and in each turn, and let someone interpret.
若有说方言的，也好，也只好两个人，至多三个人，且要轮着说，也要一个人翻出来。
But if there is no one to interpret, let each of them keep silent in church and speak to himself and to God.
若没有人翻，就当在会中闭口，只对自己和神说就是了。
Let two or three prophets speak, and let the others weigh what is said.
若有做先知讲道的，只好两个人。
If a revelation is made to another sitting there, let the first be silent.
若是三个人，就当审思明辨。若旁边坐的得到启示，那先说话的就当闭口不言。
For you can all prophesy one by one, so that all may learn and all be encouraged.
因为你们都可以一个一个的做先知讲道，叫众人学道理，叫众人得劝勉。
And the spirits of prophets are subject to prophets.
先知的灵原是顺服先知的。
For God is not a God of confusion, but of peace.
因为神不是叫人混乱，乃是叫人安静。
As in all the churches of the saints, the women should keep silent in the churches, for they are not permitted to speak, but should be in submission, as the law also says.
妇女在会中要闭口不言，像在圣徒的众教会一样。因为不准他们说话，他们总要顺服，正如律法所说的。
If there is anything they desire to learn, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is shameful for a woman to speak in church.
他们要学，若要学什么，可以在家里问自己的丈夫，因为妇女在会中说话原是可耻的。
Or was it from you that the word of God came, or are you the only ones it has reached?
神的道理岂是从你们出来的吗？岂是单临到你们吗？
If anyone thinks that he is a prophet or spiritual, he should acknowledge that the things I am writing to you are a command of the Lord.
若有人以为自己是先知或者是属灵的，就该知道我所写给你们的是主的命令。
If anyone does not recognize this, he is not recognized.
若有不知道的，就由他不知道吧。
So my brothers, earnestly desire to prophesy and do not forbid speaking in tongues.
所以我弟兄们，你们要切慕做先知讲道，也不要禁止说方言。
But all things should be done decently and in order.
凡事都要规规矩矩的按照次序行。
This is the word of God.
这是神的话语。
Please pray with me.
我们一起来祷告。
Shine the light of your truth on your word, O Lord.
主啊，用你的话语来光照我们。
So that we can see the truth.
使我们能看到你的真理。
So that we can believe it in our hearts.
所以我们可以从心里相信。
And so that we can obey it with our hands and our feet.
所以我们的手跟脚都可以顺服。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. In the 1970s and 1980s, one of the most well-known commercials was from the stockbroker E.F. Hutton.
在70年代还80年代，在当时有个很有名的电视广告是从 E.F. Hutton, 这是一个投资家出来的。
Everyone knew their commercials.
几乎每一个人都知道他的这个广告。
They usually happened in crowded places like a train,an airport, a restaurant, or a party.
这个广告呢，经常是发生在那些比较人多的地方，比如说一个火车、机场，或者是旅馆，或者是餐馆。
You could hear the two main characters talking about investments.
你可以在其中能听到两个主角呢，在那边讨论投资的问题。
At one point, one of them would say, "My broker is E.F. Hutton." And E.F. Hutton says,
其中有一个人就说，哎，我的这个投资人是 E.F. Hutton, and E.F. Hutton 说，
At that moment, everyone would get perfectly quiet.
就在那个时候呢，每个人都闭口不言了。
And everyone would listen what the speaker was saying.
每个人都装作是去听这个，那个人要讲什么。
Then the commercial would end with the announcer's voice.
所以这个广告呢，就以这样的话来结束。
When E.F. Hutton speaks, people listen.
当 E.F. Hutton 说话的时候，大家都听。
E.F. Hutton no longer exists today.
E.F. Hutton 今天已经不在了。
It pled guilty to fraud in 1985.
他在1985年被证明是作假。
It became part of Shearson Lehman.
所以他的公司也被 Lehman 兄弟公司给买了。
Who filed for bankruptcy in 2008.
Lehman 公司也不在了，在2008年也破产了。
As part of the Wall Street disaster.
是因为在大家都知道华尔街的这个丑闻。
In some ways, this is a picture of life.
我们生活的这个图面好像是跟这个有点相关。
We need guidance, but there are many voices offering us guidance.
我们需要有人来指导我们，但是我们周围的声音太多了，有这么多的指导我们的声音。
There are many people who want to give us guidance.
有很多人想给我们这个指导。
They usually want us to buy something.
同时他也希望我们去从他那里买些什么东西。
Whose voice can we trust?
我们要相信哪个人的声音呢？
The Apostle Paul knew the church at Corinth very well.
使徒保罗对哥林多教会非常的清楚。
He also knew the culture in the city of Corinth.
他也知道哥林多这个城市的文化。
The church had written a letter to Paul with asking about problems.
这个教会呢，哥林多教会就写信给保罗，去问他们教会出现的一些问题。
And Paul knew a big part of the problem was the city in which they lived.
保罗就知道他们的这个问题是原因是因为他们所住的这个城市。
The problem was that the Corinthian Christians were behaving like Corinthians.
原因就是这些哥林多教会的这些基督徒呢，就像哥林多人一样。
As a result, there were moral problems and division within the church.
所以在教会里面就有很多的问题，也有纷争。
Most of us here this morning are members of a church.
我们呢，这在座的基本上都是教会的成员。
But we're also members of a city, of a country, of a culture.
但是我们来自于不同的城市，来自于不同的国家，来自于不同的文化。
Maybe even more than one country or culture.
在我们中间可能有超过一个国家的人。
When we become Christians, we have to learn about a new citizenship.
但是当我们成为基督徒的时候，我们又要看到我们新的生命的公民的身份。
This also means we must learn how our old citizenship affects us.
我们也必须要了解到我们旧的公民的身份怎样影响我们。
In Corinth, there were mystery religions.
在哥林多这个城市有很多神秘的宗教。
These religions focused upon individual experience and hidden knowledge of God.
这些神秘宗教呢，是追求的是个人的经验和那些被隐藏的所谓他们神的那些知识。
Their worship was loud and noisy, with everyone speaking.
他们的敬拜呢，非常的吵闹，每个人都说话。
Often in unknown tongues.
他们经常在那边说方言。
Even though the members of the church had become followers of Christ, they brought their ideas of worship into the church.
虽然那些人。变成基督徒以后呢，但是他们把那些原先的敬拜的方式带到了基督教的教会。
Paul recognized this as a source of their problems and an obstacle to being a faithful disciple of Jesus.
保罗就意识到这是他们有正确敬拜的，没有正确敬拜的原因，也是他们成为真的基督徒的阻碍。
He points out how the many revelations in worship were a source of division among them.
他指出他们中间很多的纷争是由于他们各自说出各自的启示。
And he teaches them that true revelation from God builds up the church.
他告诉他们真的从上帝的启示是为了来建造教会。
In our culture here, there are many voices.
我们在美国的这个文化里面，我们也可以听到很多的声音。
The voice of advertising.
我们可以听到广告的声音。
The voice of politics.
我们可以听到那些政客的声音。
The voice of peer groups.
我们可以听到我们同事说话的声音。
While we may not hear many people speaking here in worship,
我们敬拜的时候没有听见大家在交头接耳。We do
have voices in our minds and our hearts telling us different things about God.
但是在我们心里面，我们有不同的声音告诉我们关于神的事情。
This morning, we want to see how Paul describes this problem and gives God's solution.
我们今天呢，我们要看保罗怎样的处理这个问题，给我们上帝的答案。
How God gives us a voice to listen to.
上帝是如何把他的声音让我们听见。
Paul will teach the church that there is only one architect of his church.
保罗告诉哥林多教会，在建造教会只有一个建筑师。
And we must listen to God for the church to be built up.
我们要想让我们的教会成长，必须我们听上帝的话语。
We see first in verses 26 through 33.
我们首先看从26节到33节。
Paul points to the divine order.
保罗指出这个神圣的这个规次序。
Genuine words from God build up God's church.
上帝的圣言是为了建立他的教会。
So we must abandon words that divide.
所以我们要弃绝那些使我们纷争的话。
He begins in verse 26 with a question.
他从26节开始先问了一个问题。
What then, brothers?
那又怎么样呢？
Before he has been teaching on prophecy and tongues and their relationship to one another.
在这之前呢，他教导哥林多教会，关于先知，关于方言和他们之间的相互关系。
And now he asks, so what?
然后他就问，这又怎么样呢？
He then describes how that teaching is to work out in worship together.
他然后就告诉他们，他的教导怎样在他们的敬拜中来实现，来指导他们的敬拜。
We should understand the next sentence this way.
我们要这样的来理解下面一句话。
Suppose that whenever you come together, each one has a hymn, a lesson, a revelation, a tongue, an interpretation.
假如你们聚会的时候，个人有诗歌，会有教训，会有启示，会有方言，会有翻出来的话。
Suppose the situation.
假设你们有这种情况。
He is not saying that they should do all these things.
他并不是说他们应该把这些事情都来到一起，拿到这个敬拜当中。
He is describing what has been happening because of the influence of the mystery religions.
他只是告诉哥林多人，这些都在其中是因为那些神秘宗教的影响。
The members at Corinth were coming with the same mindset as the mystery religions.
而那些哥林多基督徒在敬拜的时候，他们一直有那种神秘宗教的那种想法。
Paul has already spoken to them about this influence before.
保罗在之前已经告诉他们这些影响。
In chapter 12, verse 2, he said this.
在第12章第2节他这样说。
You know that when you were pagans, you were led astray to mute idols.
你们做外邦人的时候，随时被牵引受迷惑，去服侍那哑巴偶像，这是你们知道的。
He was pointing out how their pagan influences caused them to value certain members of the body over others.
他指出来，因为他们原先的这些异教的这种影响，使他们在肢体当中把某些成员来抬高。
Now he's pointing out how their pagan influences were causing division in worship.
在这里呢，他指出他们的原先的异教的影响怎样使这个在敬拜当中引起纷争。
Corinth was a city dominated by these mystery religions.
哥林多这个城市是一个充满异教、充满这种神秘宗教的城市。
People sought direct experience with God, suppressing the mind.
在那里面，人们分经常追求那种神秘的经验，把他们的就是自己的不去仔细的去考虑。
The worshippers sought a revelation of a deep mystery directly from God or through a priest.
他们这些敬拜的人就想从他们所敬拜的神那里或者从祭司那里寻求那些神秘的经验神秘的启示
This mystery was to be kept secret as a private experience
而这些要被隐藏起来当作他们个人经验
Every worshipper sought that experience
每一个人都想追求那种经验
Therefore it was common for many people to be giving revelations
所以呢在他们那种敬拜当中每一个人都说启示
And to speak in tongues.
每个人都说方言。
And to claim words of knowledge from the gods.
每个人都说我的话语是从神那里来的。
But Paul knows there has been division among them because of this influence.
保罗知道就是因为这样的影响导致他们之间的纷争。
In the preceding verses, he didn't say prophecy in tongues were completely wrong.
在前面的经节中间，他并没有说，先知或者是说方言是完全的错误的事情。
He doesn't condemn hymns, which are probably comments on scripture.
他没有指责那些对圣经的那些启示或者是解说。
He doesn't condemn revelations, tongues, or interpretations.
他没有指责先知说预言，也没有就是指责启示，也没有指责那些启发的事情。
That is not his point here.
这并不是他在这里所要强调的。
His point is that all these ways of speaking for God,
他在这里所强调的这些所有的这种方式
must serve a greater purpose.
所有启示的方式必须只为了一个目标。
And that purpose is the building up of the church.
而这个目标就是来建立教会。
In chapter 12, he reminded them that the cure for jealousy was to remember that there are many gifts.And one body.
在第十二章的时候，他让他们去克服这种嫉妒的问题，就是告诉他们有在基督的身体里面有各样的恩赐。
Now in these verses, he's teaching them that the cure for confusion is it remember that God speaks only to build up His church.
在这个经节里面，他告诉大家如何的去去除这些纷争，就是让大家知道上帝的话就是为了建立一个教会。
Genuine words from God build up His church.
上帝的圣言是为了建立他的教会。
One thing more can be said about this before we apply it.
我们在说到应用之前，我们还可以说更多一件事情。
Mystery religions were only for the initiated, only for the insider.
而这些那些神秘的宗教，只是为了那些创始人和那些内部的人。
It was private.
他们是很秘密的事情，很个人的事情。
This is contrary to the gospel.
这跟福音是完全的相反。
In verses 24 and 25,
在二十四章和二十四节和二十五节
，Paul said that the purpose of worship in the church was so that the outsider could understand.
保罗说，在教会里面的敬拜是为了让外人可以理解，可以懂得。
I will read verses 25 and 26.
我们一起来念二十五节到二十六节。
24.
24节。
But if all prophesy, and an unbeliever or outsider enters, he is convicted by all, he is called to account by all, the secrets of his heart are disclosed, and so falling on his face, he will worship God and declare that God is really among you.
都做先知讲道，有安有不幸的，或是不通方言的人进来，就被众人劝醒，被众人审明。他心里的隐情显露出来，必将脸伏地敬拜神，说：“神真是在你们中间了。”
God's worship invites outsiders to become followers of Jesus.
上帝所喜悦的敬拜是邀请外面的人来跟随耶稣基督。
Pagan worship kept outsiders out.
而这些异教的敬拜把那些外面的人排斥在外。
In Christian worship.Secrets about God are not kept secrets, but revealed secrets.
在基督徒的敬拜当中，上帝隐秘的事情不是一直被变成隐秘的事情，而是向众人显现出来。
Genuine revelation from God builds up the church.
上帝的圣言是为了建立教会。
In doing this, it encourages members.
我们要建立教会要。互相的来鼓励。
Look at verse 31.
我们一起来看第三十一节。
For you can all prophesy one by one, so that all may learn and be encouraged.
因为你们都可以一个个的做先知讲道，叫众人学道理，叫众人得劝勉。
This section ends with a similar statement.
整个这一段用一个同样的提醒来结束。
Look at verse 33.
我们一起来看33节。
For God is not a God of confusion, but of peace.
因为神不是叫人混乱, 乃是叫人安静。
The word for confusion here describes the sound of a riot.
在这里所说的这种混乱就像是一个暴徒暴乱的一个噪音。
Chaos and division tear down.
这些混乱的声音和这些纷争把人各自分裂出来。
But God's genuine words build up.
但是上帝的圣言是为了建立这个教会。
They encourage.
互相彼此勉励。
They bring peace.
把平安带到当中。
Have you ever been to a symphony?
我们大家有没有去过交响乐会?
Has anyone here ever played in an orchestra?
我们有没有在管弦乐队里面演奏?
Some. Yeah. A musician has to learn to play alone.
作为一个音乐,学音乐的话, 你开始首先一个人开始学。
Hours and hours of practice alone.
你一个人花时间几个小时在那练习。
But when the time for the symphony comes, the musician must have a different mindset.
但是你如果要加入一个交响乐团, 你的观念必须要改变。
His goal is to contribute to the sound of one symphony.
他们的目的就是把自己去为一个交响乐来做贡献。
If he decides during the symphony to play his own notes,
如果他在交响乐当中只是弹自己所喜欢的曲调的话,
because that's the way he always practices,
这可能是他一直是这么练习的,
he will destroy the sound.
他会把整个的声音弄乱。
Even if he is a good musician, his own notes sound good by themselves.
虽然他是个很好的音乐家,他的自己的这个弹出来的曲子也是不错。
There is one composer and one conductor.
但是做交响乐团只有一个作曲家,一个指挥家。
Because the goal is to make one sound.
目的就是为了有一个和谐的一个声音。
This sound has many parts.
这个声音有很多部分。
But they combine together to produce one harmonious sound.
但是这些部分结合起来完成一个非常美妙的和谐的声音。
The individual musician must give up his desire to be recognized and heard.
每一个在其中弹琴的人必须要放弃要让自己的声音或者自己的曲子让别人来听到。
And have a better desire of playing as one with the symphony.
还有更好的态度来把自己融入到整个的乐团当中。
This is a problem in sports also.
这同样在运动当中也有同样的问题。
One player wants to be the star.
有一个运动员他想成为一个明星。
In basketball, we call this person a ball hog.
在篮球当中这个叫做ball hog, 就是一个人光投篮不传球。
But the team suffers.
但是整个的队伍就会因为他受到伤害。
Suffer. In baseball, this is impossible.
在棒球当中这就不可能了。How
can one person pitch the ball and catch the ball?
一个人不能既是扔球又去接球。
Unity is the goal for sports teams as well as symphonies.
合一是运动的团体也是整个的交响乐团所追求的。
In the example of the church, the composer and the conductor are one.
在我们教会当中，我们的作曲家和我们的指挥家只是一个。
God is the source of his revelation, and his spirit makes it known in the church.
神是启示的源头，而他的圣灵上把启示交给我们。
Is this relevant to us today?
这跟我们今天有什么联系吗?
It may not seem relevant if you attend OCECC.
如果我们今天坐在这儿的话，大概联系不是很大。
No one is standing up and shouting out in the service.
我们中间没有人敢站起来去大声说话。
No one is standing up to say they have a revelation from God.
也没有人能够站起来说我从上帝得到了启示。
But this doesn't mean the problem is missing.
但是这并不是说这个问题不存在。
The problem can exist in our heart attitude.
但是这个问题会存在我们内心当中。
It can exist when we want an experience with God more than we want to hear a word from God.
这个问题会存在如果我们只是追求跟上帝这种经验而不是去追求上帝的话语的话。
Many people choose to go to church because they want experience first.
很多人去教会就是为了去体验这种经验。
For them, the word of God is not as important, maybe not even important at all.
对他们来说，上帝的话也可能一点都不重要。
The problem can also exist because of how many voices we hear during the week.
这个问题也有可能存在，因为我们在过去一周，我们听到各种各样的声音。
Many of those voices say they speak for God.
很多的声音都告诉他，他们是从神而来的。
It is easy to find podcasts, DVDs, and books which say they speak for God.
我们看到到处充斥的网上的 DVD， 还有这些书，都说他们的是替上帝来说话。
But they say opposite things.
但是他们说的是截然相反的事情。
But God has given us the church as our spiritual home.
但是上帝给我们这个教会作为我们属灵的家。
Not the internet or the bookstore.
既不是网上，既不是因特网，也不是书店。
Pastors and elders are often frustrated by Christians who care more about what their favorite author says than what their church leaders say.
在我们教会当中，长老跟执事有时候会非常的沮丧，因为他们的会员只是关心他们所喜欢的那些人怎么说，而不是关心我们教会的长老和牧师怎样的教训。
This is especially true of American spirituality.
特别是在美国这种环境当中。
It is highly individualistic.
因为在美国的环境是一个非常的个人化的一个环境。
And this often means that people will only listen if they already agree with what is said.
这也意味着那些人只是听那些他愿意去听他同意的那些话。
If they don't like what a pastor or elder teaches, they don't accept it.
如果他不喜欢牧师或者长老教训的话，他就根本就不去接受。
Whether it is biblical or not.
不管他是不是属圣经的，还是不是符合圣经的。
But God's genuine revelation builds up the church.
但是上帝的圣言的启示是为了建立这个教会。
It builds commitment between believers.
它使教会里面的信徒们彼此连接。
So that not only do we worship together, but we serve one another.
我们不仅仅在一起来敬拜，我们也彼此来服侍。
So we've learned in verses 26 through 33 that genuine words from God build up His church.
所以我们从第26节到33节，我们知道上帝的圣言是为了来建立这个教会，他的教会。
And we have to abandon words that divide.
我们必须放弃那些导致纷争的那些话语。
But in the next section, we learn about God's order in the family.
但是在下面这几段几节经文，我们可以看到上帝在家庭所设立的次序。
That teaches us that we should listen to God both at home and the church.
教导我们在家里面和在教会里面都要听上帝的话。
Verses 34 and 35 teach us that genuine words from God honor God's order for families.
第三十四节和三十五节教导我们，上帝的圣言是让我们来顺从上帝所设立的家庭的次序。
Therefore, we must listen to God both at home and the church.
所以我们既要在家中，也要在教会当中，听上帝的话语。
These are some of the most controversial verses in the New Testament.
在这几节是在新约当中是一个非常有争论的几节。
I am suspicious that Pastor Chen went to Asia just so he could be far away when I taught on these.
我怀疑陈牧师之所以逃到亚洲去，就是不愿意。我在这边听到我在这边怎么样的解释。
The meaning of the words is simple.
这个话语的字面的意思是非常的简单。
But what Paul intended by the words is harder to know.
但是保罗为什么说这样的话，他的意思是还是比较难翻译或者难接受。
Some people read these words as absolute prohibitions.
有些人把这些话看成是完全的这种禁止。
They take them to mean that women never should speak in church.
他们说，女人永远不可以在教会中间说话。
I understand why they might interpret it that way.
我理解他们为什么会这么来翻译或者来解释。
However, this would contradict things that Paul said in other places.
但是这种解释跟保罗在以前在其他地方所说的有一点相反。
For example, in chapter 11, verse 5.
比如在哥林多前书十一章第五节，
Paul describes there how women are to pray or prophesy in public worship.
保罗教导妇女们怎样在公共的场合、公共的敬拜中间去祷告或者是说预言。
So we must not understand these words as absolute prohibitions.
所以我们必须要知道这些话语并不是完全的禁止。
Some people read these words as narrow and limited instructions.
另外一些人说，这些话语只是为了当时特定的这些环境。
They say that Paul was only addressing specific problems at Corinth.
他们说保罗只是为了针对哥林多教会这个问题来说这些。
Therefore, his words only apply to that situation.
所以他的话语只是适用在当时这种情况。
I will say more in a minute about the mystery religions.
我在后面会大家更多的说一下这个神秘宗教。
But it is not possible to take these words as only about the church at Corinth.
但是不能把这种情况只是限定在哥林多教会这个问题。
First of all, we would have to say this.
首先我们要这样说。
That if our situation is like Corinth, then these words apply.
我们现在的环境有很多的时候也跟哥林多教会也是一样的。
So Paul is not simply addressing only the Corinthians, but all believers in all time.
所以保罗不仅仅只对哥林多教会说话，而是对当时甚至现在所有的基督徒来说话。
Secondly, it's not possible to limit these words because of what Paul says in verse 33.
另外呢，我们也不能把这个他的这个应用仅仅限制在这一点。我们看保罗在33节怎么说。
He says, as in all the churches of the saints.
他说
second part of verse 33.
因为就是说这单启示单临到你们吗？
So he is dealing with the principle that applies to all the churches.
所以他现在所处理的问题是一个所有的教会都面临的这个问题。
Not just to Corinth.
而不是仅仅哥林多教会一个教会。
So Paul is not speaking a universal command for every situation.
所以这时候保罗并不是说他完完全全的涵盖了所有的教会。
And he is not speaking a command for only one situation.
但是他也不是把他的命令放在仅仅哥林多教会。
This is why we should understand this verses this way.
所以我们要用一个另外的方法来了解这一段经文。
The women should keep silent in the church.
妇女在教会当中应该保持沉静。
For they are not permitted to speak in this way.
因为他们不应该用他们这种方式来说话。
What does he mean then?
他是这么说是什么意思呢？
Let's think again about the mystery religions.
我们再回头看一看这些神秘的宗教。
The mystery religions were dominated by women.
在神秘宗教当中，他妇女在其中占很大多数。
The highest percentage of worshippers were women.
在其中所有的大部分的敬拜的人都是妇女。
And so when the church reflected this,
当教会有反映这种情况的时候，
it looked more like the mystery religions than the church of Christ.
他就会看到这好像如果是妇女就是这么乱说话的时候，他们这个教会就像是神秘中的教会，而不是基督教的教会。
So there were specific things happening in Corinth that showed the mystery religions influencing their worship.
所以在当时很明显的可以表明神秘宗教对哥林多教会的影响是非常非常的大。
And this was reflected in the dominance of worship by women speaking.
所以在当时呢，做一个现象就是敬拜的时候很多的妇女都站起来说话。
Now let's consider this against the background of the Bible's teaching.
So 我们再回头看一看这个圣经是怎样告诉我们的。
In Ephesians 5, Paul speaks of the relationship between husbands and wives.
在以弗所书第五章，保罗说了丈夫跟妻子之间的关系。
They are to submit to one another.
他们要彼此顺服。
And the husband is to love his wife like Christ loved the church.
丈夫要爱他的妻子，好像基督爱教会。
And the wife is to honor her husband.
妻子要尊重她的丈夫。
Peter said similar things in 1 Peter chapter 3.
彼得在彼得前书三章一节也这样说。
And so what Paul is saying in these verses,
保罗在这里面所要说的就是,
is that the church should not undermine, but instead reinforce the order in the home.
教会不应该去破坏，而是要去增强在家庭所设立的这种次序。
This is reflected in Paul's instructions about elders in 1 Timothy 3.
这同样在保罗在提摩太前书讲到这个 长老的设立也反映出来。
That elders should be spiritually qualified men.
他说到长老必须是一个let me got it. 必须是一个无可指责，必须是一个非常属神的人。
So that the church as well as the home would reflect the love of God for His church in Jesus Christ.
所以教会跟家庭一样，都是反映了上帝对教会的爱。
So here is how I understand these verses.
所以这是我如何的来理解这些经节。
Paul is giving instructions about how wives are to relate to their husbands in public worship.
保罗在这里面要指导这些妻子们在公共敬拜的时候如何去对待他们的丈夫。
His instructions are that they should learn and ask questions of their husbands when they are at home.
他在公共的场合不应该去问他丈夫的问题，要把丈夫的问题留到家里去问他的丈夫。
Instead of speaking out in worship,
而不是要在这个敬拜的时候大声地问这些问题。
In the chaotic way that the mystery religions did,
而像这些神秘宗教这种很混乱的情况。
Now observation of life supports this understanding.
我们看到这个对这种生活的看法，可以看到他支持了这个论断。
I think most men will agree with me that women are by nature more spiritual.
我们知道大家大概会同意我，因为妇女们对大家也比较属灵一点。
We know this varies from individual to individual.
我知道这些各个环境，各个有特殊的情况。
And it's not equally true of every man and every woman.
对每个男人或女人也不是概一而论。
But there are many, many churches where men are passive.
在很多的教会，男人都是很被动的。
Men don't sing as much as women.
弟兄们在并没有很多人来上来唱诗歌。
Because we tend to be more spiritually passive.
所以我们在属灵的上面，我们有点被动。
Paul's instructions here are for wives not to allow their husbands to be spiritually passive.
所以保罗在这边说到，就是这些妇女们不要让你们的丈夫变得在属灵上面变得很被动。
But instead to look to them to be teachers at home.
在把他们看作是在家里面，让他们把他们当作是教师。
These might seem like hard verses for women.
这听起来对妇女们来说可能有些难以接受。
But these are really hard verses for men.
但是这对于我们男人来说其实是更难接受的一些事情。
Because it means a lot of responsibility for us.
因为从我们要有更多的责任。
A real man is not one who lets his wife be the most spiritual one in the home.
一个真正的男人不能让他的妻子在家里面做属灵的领袖。
He must be a teacher in the home.
他自己必须应该是家庭里面的老师。
And this means he must learn the word of God and understand it.
这就意味着他必须要学上帝的话语，而且要懂得上帝的话语。
This will be a blessing not only for him, but for his wife and his children.
这对于他来，这个祝福不仅仅是对于他的，而是对于他的儿女和他的妻子。
This is why Paul in 1 Timothy 2:5 says, "Let men everywhere lift up holy hands in prayer."
所以这在保罗在提摩太前书里面告诉他们，作为男人要举起圣洁的手，随处祷告。
It will almost always be true that when men pray in the home, the wife and the children will pray in the home.
如果我们做丈夫的在家里面祷告，他们妻子或者孩子也会在家里面祷告。
But we should not misunderstand these verses.
但是我们也不要误解这些经文。
Women are to be learners.
妇女们应该是学。
This is clear from verse 35.
因为这在35节说得很清楚。
Paul also says this in 1 Timothy chapter 2.
保罗在提摩太前书第二节这样说道。
Being appropriately submissive is not the same thing as being passive.
合适的去谦卑顺服并不是让你去很被动。
We must all be taught by God's word.
我们所有的人都应该被上帝的话语来教导。
I've said that these are instructions for how husbands and wives are to relate.
我说这些只是是对丈夫和妻子之间的关系的一个指导。
There are women here who are not married or who are widows.
我们中间有一些单身的或者是寡妇。
And there are probably women here whose husbands are not believers.
我们中间也有妻子丈夫还没有信主。
You might wonder how does this relate to you?
你会想这跟我们有什么关系呢？
You don't have a husband.
如果你没有一个丈夫。
So you have to do things for yourself that husbands often do for their wives.
所以你要 自你更生自己做一些丈夫会替你做的事情。
So while it may not apply as clearly to you,
如果这有时候不是很明显的来可以应用到你身上,
in the church you have elders and pastors and other godly men who can help you to give you perspective and understanding.
在教会中间有长老、有牧师、还有其他更属灵的弟兄姐妹会给你更多的这种观点和认识。
Let me share an example.
那我给你举一个例子。
I have a friend.
我有个朋友。
She is a graduate of Wheaton College and has a doctorate from the University of Michigan.
她从 Wheaton College 毕业，然后在密歇根大学得了她的博士学位。
She was a Fulbright scholar.
她是个 Fulbright scholar.
She studied in Russia for a year.
她在俄国学了一年。
She has been a professor at three different universities.
她曾经在三个不同的大学里面做教授。
But she has never married.
但她从来没有结婚。
She would like to be married, but God has not provided the opportunity yet.
她想结婚，但是上帝没有给她开这条门。
At one time, she began dating a man.
有一次呢，她开始去约会一个男人。
She learned that they had significant spiritual differences.
她发现他们中间有非常大的在灵里面的差别。
Her parents lived far away, so she went to her elders for advice.
她的父母住得离她很远，所以她就到教会中间去问她的长老。
After the elders talked to the man,
当长老跟那个男人谈完话以后,
he realized he did not really believe in Christianity.
长老就发现这个男人根本就不相信基督。
My friend was sad, but she realized that she could have ended up in a spiritually unequal marriage.
我的朋友就非常的伤心，但是他意识到他不能够去接受这个在属灵里面不等称的这个婚姻。
And she was glad she had gone to her elders to help her think about the situation.
她很高兴她去长老那儿去寻求这样的答案。
She is a brilliant woman.
她是个非常聪明的女人。
An independent woman.
她是个非常独立的人。
Who has great professional accomplishments.
她在她的事业上非常的成功。
But she sought the advice of her elders.
但是她从她的长老里去寻求指导。
So Paul here is not making an absolute command that women should never speak in church.
保罗在这里面没有完全的说妇女在教会中间不能讲话。
He's addressing a situation that resulted from the influence of the surrounding culture.
他是来解决当时由于那些外界的神秘宗教影响在教会里面导致这样的问题。
And he is addressing the importance of following God's order in the family by supporting that order in the church.
他指出在教会要 帮助大家一起来建立神在家庭中所设立的秩序。
Husbands, we should be ready and able teachers for our families.
我们作为丈夫应该常做准备来教导我们的妻子，教导我们的儿女。
Wives, we should support our husbands' roles as teachers in the home by how we relate to the church.
我们做妻子的也要在家里面支持丈夫。
Single Christians, we can be reassured that God has given us the church to guide us.
对于单身的基督徒，我们知道上帝把设立建立这个教会来帮助我们在灵里面的长进。
Specifically, older, wiser Christians.
特别是我们中间的比较年长的和有智慧的弟兄们。
Including our elders.
包括我们的长老。
So we learn that God's genuine word builds up the church.
现在我们谈到了上帝的圣言建立他的教会。
God's genuine word reinforces the order in the home.
上帝的圣言建立了家庭的秩序。
And the last thing we can see from these verses is that God's genuine voice is found in the apostolic teaching.
我们可以看到在下面我们会看到在使徒的教训当中看到上帝的圣言。
And I want to be brief in my statements about this.
我在这边要就简短的说一下。
This idea is found in verses 36 through 40.
这是我们可以看到从 36节到40节。
Paul asks, was it from you that the word of God came?
保罗问道, 神的道理岂是从你们出来的吗?
He is reminding them that the word of God had come from him.
保罗告诉他们, 上帝的话语是从使徒他自己出来的。
This is a reminder that the genuine word of God is based on the teaching of the apostles.
提醒我们上帝的圣言是建立在使徒们的教训上面。
And if someone is truly spiritual,
如果, 一些人是真正的属灵,
they will listen to the teaching of the apostles.
他们会听使徒的教训。
Ephesians 2 teaches us this.
以弗所书第二告诉我们,
that the church is to be built on the foundation of the apostles.
神的教会是建立在使徒的根基上。
And this is the role of pastors and elders.
这是长老和牧师的工作。
To teach what the apostles and the prophets taught.
再去告诉我们，去讲解，去教导我们，使徒们所教训的。
The genuine voice of God is found in the teaching of the scriptures.
上帝的声音也建立在对圣经的教训上面。
Now, why do we need to be reminded of this?
我们在这中间有一些什么样的提醒呢？
I will give you an example.
我给大家一个事例。
I have a friend who is part of a theological tradition where people like to speak prophetically.
我有个朋友，他在这个他的教会的背景呢，大家都喜欢去说预言。
He has no training.
他没有经过任何的训练。
He does not speak or write very clearly.
他自己说也说不清楚，写也写不清楚。
He does have an intense emotional love for God.
但是他自己有对神是非常的爱上帝。
But he doesn't seem to have any gifts for teaching or preaching.
但是他上帝并没有给他教导或者是说预言的恩赐。
And he has Facebook.
他有这种 Facebook 脸书。
He spends hours each week writing prophecies.
他每个星期呢都花几个小时就在他的脸书上 Facebook 上面写了一些预言。
He shares many things that he says God has revealed to him.
他就写一些他认为是上帝给他启示的那些事情。
I know him, and I know he is a good man.
我知道，我认识他很长时间，我也知道他是个好人。
Why did he do this?
他为什么这么做呢？
I think he does this because speaking for God is a way to be recognized in the church.
他这么做是因为在这个教会里面，你说上帝的预言或者替上帝说话，好像大家都能认识你。
We all want to be accepted and respected.
我们在教会里面都愿意被接受，被尊重。
In the mystery religions, to be respected was to speak revelations.
在神秘的宗教里面，你想别人尊重你，你就说了一些启示的话。
And so in the church, people were giving revelations in order to draw attention to themselves.
所以在当时的教会，大家说预言就是让大家来吸引大家的注意力。
And Paul gives us a way to measure this.
保罗就告诉让我们怎么看待这个问题。
That a true word of God builds up the church. A true word from God supports God's order in the home.
从上帝来的话语支持上帝在家庭所设立的秩序。
And a true word from God is based on the teaching of the apostles and the prophets.
上帝的话语是建立在使徒们的教训的基础上。
I shared earlier that my wife is a teacher.
我跟大家分享过，我的太太是一个老师。
She used to teach at a school in St. Louis.
她过去是在圣路易斯一个学校来教书。
The playground was in a parking garage.
他们在那个学校的那个操场呢，是在一个停车这个车库。
But it was on the third level of the parking garage.
是在车库第三层上面。
And there was no fence around it.
在这个车库第三层上面，中间边上也没有栏杆围着。
This was not a very good playground.
所以这肯定不是一个很好的操场。
The children could not get close to the wall.
孩子们也不能到边上去。
Because the wall was low.
因为那个栏杆很矮。
And if they fell, they would fall three stories.
如果他掉下去，就从三楼掉下去。
They also had to be careful with balls.
他们玩球的时候也要很当心。
If they kicked a ball or threw a ball or hit a ball very hard, the ball would go over the wall.
如果他们踢球或者扔球用得很大力的话，那些球就会扔到楼下去。
So what do you think recess was like?
大家看看想想他的课间休息是像什么样。
They all played in the middle of the playground.
他们就一起集中在这个中间，操场的中间。
And they didn't kick, throw, or hit very hard.
他们很小心的不要去踢球或者是用大力来踢球或者是扔球。
Or sometimes they got too close.
如果呢，他们有时候太近的话，
No one fell.
很幸运没有人去掉下去。
But they got in trouble.
但是他们就是说会老师会骂他们。
What they needed was a high fence.
所以他们所要的要求的其实他们所需要的就是一个很高的一个栅栏。
Because the high fence would allow them to play in the whole playground.
所以这个栅栏会保护他们，让他们可以用整个的这个停车这个操场。
And they would be safe.
会使他们很安全。
And their balls would not get lost.
那些球员也不会被踢下去。
God wants His church to experience freedom.
神是希望我们的教会来经历在他里面的自由。
He wants His church to experience joy and worship.
他让我们在敬拜当中寻得到他的喜乐。
He wants outsiders to see that freedom and joy.
他让希望能够让外面的人可以看到我们在这里面的自由和喜乐。
Because then they might want to become members of the church.
所以他们会希望来加入到我们当中。
So God has given us a high fence around worship.
所以神在我们这个敬拜的时候就设立了一个很好的保护的栅栏。
So that we can have freedom and joy.
所以我们在这其中有自由有喜乐。
And this is the high fence.
这是一个很高的一个栅栏。
Genuine words from God build up His church.
上帝的信言来建立他的教会。
Genuine words from God support God's order in the home.
上帝的信言支持在他在家庭所设立的秩序。
And genuine words from God are based on the teachings of the scriptures.
上帝的圣言是建立在使徒教训的基础上。
May God give us grace to become faithful disciples of Jesus Christ in worship.
我们祷告上帝给我们的恩有更多的恩典，让我们成为他的门徒，更好的门徒。
Will you pray with me?
我们一起来祷告。
God, we pray this word from you will give us understanding.
亲爱的上帝，天父上帝，我们祈求你把话语赐给我们，让我们能懂得你的话语。
God, we pray your Holy Spirit would give us confidence.
我们祈求你的圣灵给我们信心。
Shine the light of your word in our hearts.
把你的用你的话语来光照我们的内心。
So we can see if there are ways in which we are outside of it.
所以我们可以看到如何的去吸引外面的人。
Thank you for the freedom and joy of worship.
谢谢你给我们在敬拜当中的自由和喜乐。
We pray that we would know that freedom and joy as we submit to your word.
当我们在顺服在你话语之下的时候，我们可以经历那样的自由和喜乐。
In the name of our faithful High Priest Jesus Christ, we pray.
祷告奉我们忠心大祭司的名。
Amen.
Amen.